Okay, today's daf is Chala daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We're talking about Me'isa and Chalita, two types of scalding flour. Scalding flour, I have flour, and I scald it with boiling hot water, and that makes it somewhat edible. So is that already considered processed and baked or not? Right, the more it's, and the question is that called lechem? Because that's not the normal way of making lechem. If I deep fry something, that's boiled. That's not baked. That's not going to be called lechem. So, what is the status of me'isa and chalita? So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah about me'isa and chalita on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah quoted that me'isa Beis Shammai says no chiyuv of chala. And Beis Hillel says, yes, chiyuv of chala. And chalita, it was the opposite. Beis Shammai says chayav, Beis Hillel is pater. That's what the Gemara is going to be bothered by here. What is the difference between me'isa and chalita? And then, how does that impact the chiyuv of chala? So says the Gemara, ha-me'isa v'chulu tani. If somebody has scalded flour, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Amar Bishum Aviv, Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, Ezehi Me'isa, Hanosin Chamin L'toch Kemach. If you scald, you have flour on a pan, and I scald it, it's not on the fire, right? And I scald, I pour boiling hot water onto the flour, that's called Me'isa. And that's the normal way. Usually you have flour, and then you scald it, and that's why the Rasilio says it's called Me'isa from the word Isa, from the word dough, because that's the normal way of doing it. By the Rasilio, V'taima de Derech Lisha So'isa, the normal way of kneading this dough, you put flour and then you pour the water onto the flour. That's something else. Back to the Gemara. Chalita kemach letochamin, right? Chalita is the opposite. We put flour into the hot water. So the normal way is when you pour the hot water onto the flour. But now the Gemara says, Isa chami, that's the tashma for Yerushalmi, come and see. Come and see, not just come in here. Nechlata kol tzarcha, if I do chalita fully. Nechlata kol tzarcha, I do chalita, which means the kemach onto the hot water. So there, the Gemara assumes that is more effective even in terms of the cooking. Beis Shammai mechayvin lo nechtachol kol tzarcha Beis Shammai potrin. The Mara Folda explains. Really, that we know from elsewhere, from the Gemara elsewhere, tata'a gvar. When you have something that is cool and something that is hot, the lower one is the one that overcomes and empowers. And therefore, if the hot thing is on the bottom, then tata'a gvar is all going to be considered cooked. If the hot thing is on the top, it's not. That's ila'a gvar or tata'a gvar. So says the Mara Folda, when you have the hot water on the bottom and you put the flour on it, that should be even more scalding. That should be even more scalding, says the Barafolda. Nechdecha kol tzarcha de la olam kemach al gabi mayim havali yoser kein bisho mi mayim al gabi kemach. It's more like cooking in water when you have the flour onto the hot water, because that's tatogvar. The hasam tatoigvar umispashalash harbe. It cooks very much. Va'od, and also the derech lisha hi mayim al gabi kemach. The way that usual kneading is done and baking is water on the flour, unlike chalita where it's flour on the water. So says the Gemara, nechlta kol tzarcha, if do chalita, right, where you have the water on the bottom, Beis Shammai chamachayv, and Beis Shammai says, even there is machayv, even though it's basically totally done, and it's scalded, and it's like mevushal, and still Beis Shammai says, that's called lechem, and therefore you'd be chayv. No lechlta kol tzarcha, if you don't do it as a powerfully, meaning you do the me'isa way, Beis Shammai potrin, Beis Shammai says pater in that case, right, chalita is more of a reason to say pater, and there you say chayiv. So how would he say by chalita that you would be that it's possible that it would be pater, right? So that's the question, meaning how did the two Beis Shammai's work out? Again, because chalita is more of a reason to say pater because it's so powerful, and yet mechayven. Beis Shammai says chayev there, so surely he should say chayev in the other case. So how do you put the two together? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yasa, b'shem Chizkiya, b'shem Rabbi Chiya, b'shem Rabbi Oshia, shei talmidim mashanu osa. You're right, in the Mishnah, even though it sounds like there's a separate machlokas about me'isa and separate about chalita, really it's two different tanam talking. And there's no difference between me'isa and chalita. And the Beis Shammai that says pater in one case says pater in the other case. and the one who says chayev, he says chayev in both cases. There's two versions of what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said, but they're not machalik between chalika and mi'isa. So shei tamidim shanu osa, Reb Imi b'shem Reb Yochanan, al adavar azeh, regarding this issue, halach the etzer raboshi aruba lekeserin. I went, I couldn't understand this. Right, he had a melus. Right, he went, he made a trip to a different city to ask his Rebbe, what's pshat in this Beis Shammai? And he told me, right, two talmidim asked. So again, first of all, the message of that is amelus. He doesn't rest. Sometimes the Menchas Chinuch will have a lashon. This has bothered me for decades. For decades. Has anything in Torah bothered us for decades? Right? We should recognize that things should bother us if it's meaningful and Torah, right? So we should, number one, also the amelus that he went to another city to find out even about something that we don't paskin like, Beis Shammai, right? It's just to understand a portion of Torah. Also related is, of course, the Rashi in Ksubis, which talks about if you have a machlokas about what a Rebbe said, so then that really can't be Elu ve'Elu. If a Rebbe might have changed his mind at different stages of his learning, then fine, you could say Elu ve'Elu when you have two different reports of what the Rebbe said. But if you would have two reports of what the Rebbe said in the same shir, then you can't say Elu ve'Elu. Again, here, Shnei Talmidim Shana Osa, maybe it's at different stages. But that's the Rashi in Ksubis, Daf Nun Zayin. Again, one of the limitations on Elu ve'Elu. Il of Elu is a huge, allowing a wide spectrum of shitas, but there are limitations on Il of Elu. And this is one of them. This is one of them. Says Rashi, there in Ksubis, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. If, let's find where should we start from. He says, when two people argue according to one, Mar Amar Hachi Amar Ploni, Mar Amar Hachi Amar Ploni, right? They both argue about what so and so, what certain rabbi said. Chad Minay Mashaker. One of them has to be lying because the rabbi either said Mutter or Aser, Tamir Tar. But it's better, says Rashi, when the two Amarim argue about a din, not about what somebody said. Everybody says, this is what I think. This is what I think is the truth. Ein kan sheker. There is no sheker here. There might be two different levels of truth, right? There might be ultimate truth and different levels, but either way, there's no sheker here. Kol chad v'chad svara dideka amar. Each one is saying their own svara. Mar yov time alate or mar yov time alisura. Right? If you have two people arguing about what somebody said, that's bad. That's not Elu ve'Elu. But if you have two people arguing about their own shitas, one thinks this, one thinks that, that's fine. That's Torah. Mar medami milsa lemilsa hachi, umar medami le bin yonach rina. V'igal ameymar Elu ve'Elu devre lukim chayim heim. There you can say Elu ve'Elu. Zimnin d'shay chay taima v'zimnin d'shay chay taima. Shahatam mishapech lefi shinui hadvarim b'shinui muat. Because the tam could flip based on different factors, and the way you look at it, and the way that the case is formulated, many different Elu ve'Elu. That's the big sugya of Elu ve'Elu. But again, Rashi says there, if it's a machlok, it's about what somebody said, then you wouldn't be able to say Elu ve'Elu. Okay, so the Mishnah, according to this version, what we have so far, there's no difference between Chalita, there's no difference between Me'isa, according to these Talmidim. But what's clear in the Mishnah does not make any chilukim about what happens after the Chalita and the Me'isa, and where it's put. Where it's put, meaning what it's cooked in. So that is the following. The Gemara says that there's a brisa, there's a tosefta that's mechalik between what it's cooked in. V'chachamim omrim, lo kedivrizev, lo kedivrizev. It's not that there's no chilik and you'd be chayiv in both cases, or you'd be putter in both cases, but the following. Ella, hanefa batan or chayiv. If you have even the chalit and the me'isa, but if you then put it into an oven and you bake it like normal bread is baked, even though it is somewhat edible already, because you scalded the flour, and now, it is edible, and maybe it's even processed, you wouldn't even make a shahakol on it anymore, unclear, but if it's edible, but if you then baked it in an oven, chayiv, then there's a chayiv of challah. Hanefa betanur chayiv, be'ilfis, ubekedera, pater, but baked it, which is not baked, you put it into a pot or a bikadera, and you have a fire underneath the pot, so then putter, right? So that, then you're still putter in that case. Ezeo chalud barur, says the Gemara, but there is, so we have a misora, that there is one case that scalding is for sure putter. No matter what you do afterwards, even if you put it into an oven afterwards, it's going to be putter. So ezeo chalud barur, what is the absolute chalut, right, that it's for sure going to be pater. Amar Reb Zeira, kol shehaor mahalech tachtav. Right, if the fire, if I put it in while it's on the fire, not that the pot is off the fire and I'm pouring boiling hot water on it or pouring flour on boiling hot water. The or mahalech tachtav, it's right now, it's on the fire. So if it's on the fire, then for sure it's going to be fully ready. And even if you put it into a oven afterwards, that's not going to create the chiyuv of challah. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Ezo Chalad Barer, Dula Kulei Alma. What case would everybody agree? Afilu Yofena Betanor. Even if you'd bake it in an oven, Achar Kach Yepater, Kol Shehor Malach Tachtav. Bishah Shechulta. At the time that you do the Chalita, it's on the fire. Tahavi Bishal Gomor. That's for sure Bishal. Hilkach Afilu Afa Achar Kach. Even if you'd bake it afterwards, Shomein Lachiv Klau, Shari Necheles Mitoch Bishula. Because it's totally Nechel, it's totally processed, totally finished at that time, and therefore a later processing can't change it. Again, and this is different, you might say, once it's processed, you can't change it. Right? It's different than in Hilchas Shabbos, for example, sometimes a processing after a processing does make a difference, right? Machlokas between the Ravya and the Yoreim. Today is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin ein bishul achar bishul. Once something is cooked, then there can't be any bishul da'araisa again. But we're machmir lachadchila, at least, to assume that yesh bishol achar afia, yesh afia achar bishol, if there's dry cooking and moist cooking, one after another, so then we would say the second one has an effect. There are rayas brought from both, right? The Gemara talks about if I have challah, that a matzah, if I have matzah on Pesach, that I then soak in water to make it soft, so because a person can't chew well, then that's still matzah. But if I would boil it, so then it would not be matzah anymore. So they, one of the Rishonim bring a raya. So you see, yesh bishal acharafia, yesh bishal acharafia. Right? What about putting in bread baked croutons into boiling hot soup? See, if it's in the bowl on the table, that's probably a kli shlishi. So according to those who are mako about kli shlishi, fine. But what if I want to put the croutons into the pot that I just took off the fire? So that could be an issue, because that could be bishul acharafia, right? Even though it's totally baked already. So in Hilchas Shabbos, it could make a difference. But here, the Gemara is telling us in Hilchas Challah, once something is totally edible and baked and cooked and finished, so then one would not be able to get a chiyuv of challah. That's what Reb Zeira says. Kosho or malach tachtav. Amar Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, no, not true. Afilo or malach tachtav. Even if you put it in while it's on the fire, it depends what your das is. If your das is to bake it afterwards, it's still going to be chayav and challah. Mikivan shehu asid lasoso batik chayav b'challah. It's still going to be chayav and challah if you had that in mind. Period. And a brisa that supports this. Kemach kli sha'asu batzik, if you have roasted kernels that you then made into flour, right? Kemach kali sha'asu batzik, and then you made into a dough. Chayav b'challah. Right, so that's roasted kernels that you made into, so it's already roasted, and people could snack on those kernels, and then you made it into a flour, and you made it into a dough, so chaya v'chala. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shafyan, as long as you had das to bake it, that's exactly the case that Rabbi Yossi was talking about, explaining earlier, that even if it is on the fire, right, here, you roasted it, right, you roasted the kernel, so it was ready on fire. But if you had das to make it into a regular dough, so then it is still going to be chayev in challah. Period. Last line of the Mishnah I've spoken about, chalos toda v'rikike nazir. So you have these loaves for kachim. Loaves for kachim. So asan la'atzma pater. If you make it for yourself, so then you're going to be pater because those are kachim. And as we learned, the Mara Fulda quoted this, dichsiv reishis ariso sechem v'lo shel hektish. Your doughs are chayev in challah, but not Heklish's doughs, those are not chayev in challah. But limkar bashuk chayev. But the Mishnah said, if you making the doughs in order to sell it to people who want to buy for their carbon toda or for their nazir, then you're going to be chayev. Why? Why? What's the difference? Why isn't that ariso sechem also v'lo shel hektish? Because who says that's going to end up shel hektish? Lo b'dayto adavar tali, right? It's not tali on his das. When I sell to the, I'm bringing it to the marketplace, I have no idea who I'm going to find. Am I going to find people who want to buy it as a carbon or not? Lo b'dayto adavar tali, b'das alakuchos adavar tali. Right? It's tali on the lakuchos, on the buyers. Shema, we'll go with argirsa. Shema yimsa halakuchos v'nitzblumian. Maybe there will be buyers that just want to buy the bread for bread. For chulin, not for kachim, and it will miyad. So therefore, you have to say that it's tavul It is tavam yeah, right when I bake it, I have to make sure that I take off chal, because the chiv of chal kicks in. Again, because it's our girsa, because maybe I'll find buyers that want to buy it for chulim, and it's lumiyad. There's another girsa. This is how we explained it in the last daf. Shema lo yim su'u lekuchos. Right, that's a girsa in the Bavli, in Psachim Lamaches. Maybe he won't find, and therefore, he'll have to take it home and use it himself. It's the same issue, that it's going to be chulin. Right? Maybe he'll find people who want to buy it as chulin, or maybe he'll have leftover, and he will use it as chulin, and therefore it has to be nitbal miyad. Right? Those are the two understandings of the Gemara, two girsos of the Gemara, but really it's totally on, it's the same issue. Same issue is you might end up not using it for kachim, so you can't call this hariso sechem yet. And therefore you're going to have to take off challah, because at the moment it's potentially chulin. You don't have the poter yet of Ariso Sechem. These challahs that you make that are going to be used as part of the karban, so that is, those are what we call Kedushas Aguf. Right? Kedushas Damim, or Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, Amak, there's something that is value Kedusha. And the Beis HaMikdash doesn't need my table, and therefore they're going to sell the table and get money for it. Right? But if I'm giving something to the Beis HaMikdash to use either forever, Kedushas Aguf, a spoon, a bowl, a karbon. Here, the breads, the loaves, right? So those are going to be kedushas aguf. And we've quoted many times in the past the chiluk of Reb Chaim based on the Tosfos in Baba Kama. Right? There are two gemaras in Baba Kama, daf ayin vav and daf ayin tes, where the gemara is a stira between two gemaras, very close to each other. If I steal an animal, I'm going to have an animal, and then I'm makdish it. Is that called mechira? We know if I sell an animal after I stole it, I'm chayav dal vehei. Geneva and tvicha mechira. So giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, is that called a mechira? So the Gemara is a stira. Ayin vav ayin tes, whether it is or it isn't. Right? One Gemara says, Mali machro lehedyo, mali machro leshamayim, ma machro lehedyo mekara tura de Reuven, vahasha tura de Shimon. When I sell it to somebody, then it goes from Reuven to Shimon. Machro leshamayim, mekara tura de Reuven, vahasha tura de Reuven. But when I give it to Hekdash, nothing changes. So that says it's not a mechira. That's daf ayin vav, and daf ayin tes says the exact opposite. Mali machol hedi, mali machol shemayim. You should be chayev. You should be chayev for being makdashit. So Tosfos is mechalik between kedushas bedek habayis and kedushas haguf. Kedushas bedek habayis is called a mechira. Kedushas haguf, kedushas mizbeach is not called a mechira. And you might say, what do you mean? Right? Isn't kedushas mizbeach more intense? You're going to use that as a karbon. Kedushas haguf. So how can you say that that's not a mechira? So explain to Reb Chaim, no, it's all about the difference in mechanism. When Kedushas Haguf, I'm not giving it to the Mikdash, Dini Mammon is monetary-wise, financial statement. No, it's mine, but I'm imbuing it with Kedusha. That's what Kedushas Mizbeach is. I imbue it, it's still mine, but I'm imbuing it with Kedusha. That has nothing to do with mechira. But Bedek HaBayis, you know how it gets Kedusha? It's Memela. I, the Bailam, I'm makdish this to the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes mamono shel hekdish, and memela, kedusha is chal on it. So it works differently. It works differently. I am not the makdish when it comes to Bedek HaBayis. So that's Reb Chaim to explain the chilek. Always different sources to mention. There's a Rashi in Maseches Pesachim. I like to quote also the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, where the Rambam discusses whether you could double up. If something is Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, could you make a Kedushas Aguf, and vice versa? And the Rambam says it works in one direction, not the other. If something is Kedushas Mizbeach, you could add on Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, but not the opposite. And again, that's strange. Kedushas Mizbeach is the most intense, deep Kedusha, and that you could add on to. While Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, which is low level, and you're going to redeem it. So you can't have Kedushas Haguf on that. You would think that's like an Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel, or something deeper. So the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, Hamakdish Kachi Mizbeach LeBedek HaBayis, I have an animal that I want to give as a korban, and I want to make it Bedek HaBayis. Good, then it'll have double. Hareya Hekdish Chal Alehen. V'tearecha Behema, see how much the animal's worth. V'tifadeh, and it should be redeemed. V'yiplu Damel LeBedek HaBayis, and you give that money to Bedek HaBayis. V'ya Behema Tikrav L'masha Isa B'tchila. The animal is still Mizbeach. Nothing changes with the animal. Aval Hamakdish Kachi Bedek HaBayis LeMizbeach. But if Hamakdish Bedek HaBayis, and I want to change that to the Mizbeach. V'yama harezu ola oshlamim ochrim ala kohenim lo asa klum. Can't do it. Bedek HaBayis cannot become Mizbeach on it. V'ein ha'ektish Mizbeach v'lo achim chalo kachi Bedek HaBayis. Why? She'ein adam makdish davar she'ein ha'shalo. Wow. You can't be a makdish something that's not yours. Bedek HaBayis is not yours. it's not yours. So therefore, you can't add on to it, even though it's more kedusha. But ein adam makdash davar sheino shelo. The other way, by bedek habayis onto mizbeach, because mizbeach is mine. So if it's mine, then I could be makdash. Okay, a lot there, but we will continue now. Says the next mishnah. Nachtom, middle of Yudam and Aleph. Nachtom, Sha'asa Sa'ar. You have a baker. Right, if you remember, back we had this discussion in the end of Maisris. Nachtom, Sha'asa Sa'ar Lachaleh. You have a baker that has sourdough. So this probably doesn't mean sourdough, because if it's not edible, sourdough is not edible itself. If it's not edible, then there's no chiv of challah. So it must mean like you have dough that he's making into sourdough. Nachtom, Sha'asa Sa'ar Lachaleh. He has dough that he's going to be mechalik, chayev b'chala. Right now, there's enough of a shear, so you're going to be mechalik to use it for other doughs. Still chayev in chala. Marafolda. The yeshbo k'dei chayev chala, elash adaito, l'mochro l'bnei adam, l'chalka l'kama isos. You're going to sell. You have a baker. Right? He's going to sell it to different people. Ve'im b'kol chayev b'chalik ashir. And the amount that he's going to sell to each one is not enough of a shear, as we'll see in the Gemara. The same reason that we just said, because maybe one person will buy it all. What if a bunch of women gave some dough to a baker to make a sa'ar, and he's going to put them all together in order to process, then he's going to separate them again. So in Ein Bishel Achaz Mam Kishir Petura Menachala, if each one of them that was given by the women has less than the requisite shear, so then there's no chiyuv of chala, even though it's put together, and we'll see why in the Gemara. Isa Saklavim, if somebody has a dough for the dogs, it's very almost inedible. Bizmacha romo chlamos mimena, if the shepherds eat it. We'll have to see in the Gemara what that means. But it's somewhat edible, or it's eaten. So then it's called food, and therefore, chayev es bechala, uma arvinba, and you can make an erev chatzeros, you could set it in an erev chatzeros in order to be able to carry within the area, umish tatvinbo, and you can make a sheet of mavos, you want to be able to carry in all of the alleyways, so you put in one of the chatzeros, the food, umivarchen aleha, umizanim aleha, and you make hamotzi on it, and you make zimun. There's another kirsa that some have, mizamnin umivarchen. So then, lachar, that would mean zimun and mivarchen would be birchas hamazon, if you're doing it afterwards. Vinnaasis biyamtov, and you can make it on yantif, meaning it's ochal nefesh. There is a daya, we paskin, that you're not allowed to make food for an animal on yantif. Right? The heter of ochal nefesh, of cooking, is only for people. Right? For people, not for goyim, not for animals, not for other sources. So v'nas is b'yantif. So this is called food, if you can make it on yantif. V'yotzei adam yidei chavazim b'pesach. And a person is yotzei matzah with this. Even though it is somewhat inedible. And, you know, the heter of ochal nefesh has not come up in a while. But remember, there are three different ways to understand the fact that I'm allowed to cook on yantif. Why am I allowed to cook on yantif? Isn't there an isser of cooking? Right? There's a heter of ochal nefesh. So three different approaches. The two popular ones are what's called hutra and dechuya. The Ran and Beitza has this. Two different days, do we say dechuya? There's an isser of cooking. There's a heter of ochal nefesh. So the heter of ochal nefesh is doche, the isser of cooking. Right? Meaning, if it still exists. And therefore, if push comes to shove, we might say the isser sometimes applies. Or do we say hutra? Do we say it totally disappears, the isser, and it becomes mutter, based on the heter of ochal nefesh. Hutra dechuya. Again, that phrase is only used in one context in Shas. Tuma hutra betzibur, or dechuya betzibur. But it's expanded upon by the Rishon, and they use it by pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. They use it by here, ochal nefesh, on yantif. So, says the 2 days in the, two days in the Ran. So 2 days in the Ran has whether the ochal nefesh hutra or dechuya, but the Ramban in Parshas Emor goes even further. It's not hutra, it's even more than hutra. It's called eino bechlal malacha. It's not even the malacha. Why? Because what's asur on yantif is meleches avoda, not malacha, not all cooking, just meleches avoda is asur on yantif. And therefore, if it's not called meleches avoda, so then it's not asur. It's like somebody says, oh, you're allowed to cook on Tuesday. Why am I allowed to cook on Tuesday? Because the heter of Tuesday is matir, the isser of Shabbos. There is no isser on Tuesday. There's nothing to be matir, right? It's not asur in the first place. So the Ramban says, that's what yantif is like also. So the Ramban in Emor and Perachov Gimel, he says if you're medayik in the Lashonos, it says, meleches avoda is asur. Malacha Zavoda. Pirsh Malacha Zavoda. Kol Malacha She'enel Tzorach HaChol Nefesh. What's Malacha Zavoda? Anything that's not Tzorach HaChol Nefesh. Ke'inyin Shenemar Sheishas Yamim Tavo V'yasisaka Malachtecha. 6 days do work. U'b'chol Avoda Basadeh V'ne'evatim Ezeratim. V'kayin Ho'ya Oved Adama. U'malacha She'im Ba'ochol Nefesh Hi Malachas Hana'a Lo Malachas Avoda. It's what's called the malachas hana'a, right? Pleasure, lo malachas avoda. V'zem is barbatoran, it's meduyik in the psukim, says the Ramban. Ki b'chaga matzos neshenem amar tchila, by Pesach it says, kol malacha lo yasalahem, because it says kol malacha, chutzrach lefarish acha sheyocha lechol nefesh, hu levad yasalahem. If it says kol malacha, then it has to say, but you could do achol nefesh. U'bishar kol yomim tovim, by the other holidays, yikatzer, the Torah shortens, v'yomar, just says kol malachas avoda lo sasu. And we know what that means. Les or kol malacha she'enenu ochal nefesh. Beautiful formulation. Ula hodia she'ochal nefesh mutaben. V'lo yomar akasiv la'olam be'echan mikol shar yamim tovim. It never says by any of the other holidays, kol malacha v'lo yifarish bohem heter ochal nefesh. Whenever it says kol malacha, you have to say the heter. Ki malacha zavoda yomar azeh. Avo parsh kol b'char, and he continues, and is medayik in the psukim. So that's three different understandings of malachot tachal nefesh. But again, that's all if roim ochlim osa, if the shepherds would eat it. But the second half of the Mishnah now, vim ein haroim ochlim osa mimena, if the shepherds wouldn't, ein achayves bechala, vein ma'arvin ba, vein mishtatvin ba, it's not called lechem, it's not called food, vein mavarchem aleh, you don't make a bracha on it, vein mezamnim aleh, vein anasas biyantif, you can't make it on yantif, vein adam yotze bein dochavasa bepesach, and you can't eat it for matzah. So many nafkaminas, whether it's called lechem or not, or food. But even if Rome don't eat it, Mitami Tumas Ochlim is still called, it's still Mitami Tumas Ochlim. As the Marafolda says, because idea tchak ne'achelos la'adam, so it's still ne'achelos in a very extreme situation, so it is still called food for Tumas Ochlim. Says the Gemara, and we'll relate to our Mishnah eventually. This Gemara we had back in Maestros as well. Hamemareach kiryo shel chaver shlo midaito. If somebody smooths, does miruach. Miruach akri for their friend's tvua. I'm doing you a favor. I'm processing the stuff in your field. The problem is, once I do meiruach, then the chiyuv of Tumas HaMaisos kicks in. So is that such a schus? It's like a chov. Before, and I could snack on it, and now I am not going to be able to snack on it, right? It's temporarily a chov, even though you helped me out and you did this tircha for me. So what's the halacha? Is that called oser, inodam oser davashin shalom, where you're creating the situation? Right? Or is this like basar b'chalav? If I pour boiling milk into your chicken soup, I aser it. You don't say ina the most never shenah shalom. So which is it? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan v'Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan amar nitbal. Rabbi Yochanan says it has a chiyuv. V'Shimon Lakish amar lo nitbal. Rabbi Lakish says no, it is not tevel. Ina the most never shenah shalom. The Ur Zaruah has a long discussion. Everyone quotes this Ur Zaruah in Hilchas Challah Aleph Reish Chaf Aleph, where he talks about shlichus. What if could you make a shliach for somebody forevermore? I want you to be mafresh chala from all of my chalas. Right, I want you to be magal. So the big discussion based on the Rishon Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, where the woman can be mafresh shliach for hafresh chalas, mikol eisel sheyiula ad olam. A big discussion of that relating to this this meiruach discussion. Okay, but we'll continue. So says the guy, Masiv, we switch the gersa. Masiv, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, yes, Rabbi Yochanan. Vehad, it's not our Mishnah. Nashav, Shazan, Lachlam, Latzos, Lam, Sa'ar. A bunch of women gave the baker to do it. Im ein, Bishalachas, man, Kashir, Patur, Benachala. If each one of them doesn't have enough of a shear, they're Pater. The ain beshal kulon kashir, but when you put them all together, they have the shear. And isn't this considered a putting together without their das? And you see Pater. So Reish Lakish says, you see, I'm right. Right, if somebody creates a chiyuv shalomi daito, then it's going to be pater. Kashan rei Rabbi Yochanan answer. Amale no. Shani, there, the reason that you're pater is not because of the das of the women. It's because there's not enough of a shear. Shekina osa isa manas lachalka batzek pater menachala. If you're going to split it up while it's still in its raw state, even after you kneaded it, it's pater. So the baker's going to give it to all the separate women. So the reason that you're pater in the Mishnah, according to Reish Lakish, is because they did it without das. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's because it's not enough of a shear. Amar Elah, Amar Leib, Reish Lakish says, what do you mean? V'ataninan, nachtum shasa shesar l'chale chayi b'chala. But a Mishnah says, a nachtum that just makes the sar to split it up is still chayi b'chala. What do you mean, l'chaleik? Amar Leib, no. when the baker makes it, he doesn't know for sure it's going to be split up. Lo tesiveni nachtom. Don't ask me about a nachtom. Nachtom lo bedaito adavar tali. Right, like we had in Amud Aleph. Right, it's not tali only on his das. Bedas alakuchos adavar tali. It's tali on the buyers. Maybe shema yimsa lakuchos. Vuchos evoso sa isa. Maybe he's going to find lakuchos. And the one buyer is going to want to buy all of it. So who said it's going to be split up? Maybe it's going to be bought by one person. And therefore, just like we said earlier, whenever it's possible that, like the case of the chalas toder, kiki nazir, somebody might buy it for chulin purposes. So here, one person might buy the whole thing, and therefore you can't say that there's no chiyuv of chala now. There's a chiyuv of chala, and if something happens later on, okay. But right now, there's a chiyuv of chala because shas gilgul is what is crucial. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Chala daf yud dalet.